Right now, we can bring in the frickin' frack of Nick and Nack, Tim Luke and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys. You can find them on the web, tqag.com. And let's go to the sunny climes that they are in. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have you both, and I only have one picture.
Oh, well. Yeah, that's funny. I don't see, I hear an echo, and I don't see either of you.
Well, it sounds good to me.
Well, yeah, there you go.
So if you can put up with the echo, we'll leave it because you both sound crystal clear.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I've learned how to deal with the echo and doing this podcast thing, which, by the way, starts at 8 o'clock. You can go to the website right now and down and listen. But I had to figure out how to do all of that. So thank you, YouTube. My new best friend.
I hate to say it, but those YouTube, I hate to follow instructions, but when you find the right YouTube instruction, it does make your life a lot easier.
Yeah, but you have to, it's just like the old saying about kissing a lot of frogs before you meet a prince. It's the same thing on finding a good YouTube video to learn how to do something. Man, you got to sort through a lot of crap.
All right, well, where do we want to go? So, give everybody once again the address for your podcast.
It's thesilverchef.net. And all you do is click on the podcast tab and voila, you're right there.
All right.
And there's other helpful links as well, and you'll be able to find recipes and things like that. So we'll see what happens.
All right. The silver chef is on the air. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, from food, where do we want to go here this morning?
Well, we have to talk about, first of all, I want to say hi to Bark and Amy, because we wouldn't have a show this week if it were not for Amy. She sent us a link about something that Bark was going to be bidding on. It was Frank Sinatra's golden toilet seat. That was a toilet, actually. It's a marble toilet with a golden seat. Yeah. And it was sold. It was part of his suite at the Golden Nugget Casino in Atlantic City. And it was auctioned off this past Sunday by S&S Auctions. And it sold for a whopping $4,250.
Did Mark buy it?
No, he didn't. Amy said he was outbid, but never fear, Amy. I have a solution. I have some gold Krylon paint in the garage. I can buy at Home Depot a brand new unused toilet for $250. And I can even get an acrylic gold toilet seat with dollar bills and gold coins in it for $400. So I can save you a lot of money if you just go through me.
All right, Frank. Well, Frank.
Yeah, there you go. Where do you go from there?
Frank's
well,
toilet.
The big thing here is that this was the suite that apparently Steve Wynn decorated and bought all sorts of antiques and items and accessories for the suite in the 1980s, early 1980s. And it was no one could stay there if Frank was in residence. But it does say, when you read through the article, that other people probably did stay there, because I'm sure when Frank wasn't there, they would sell that as the Sinatra suite, and people would say, oh, I want to stay in the Sinatra suite. So it's almost like the 6 degrees of separation of memorabilia.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, that this was not stuff that he picked out, or that he and his wives went out during the different parts of their career, of his career. It's on that level of, okay, you could say Sinatra slept here. That's great. And you can say that, but so did some other people.
I think you can say something else at this point.
Yeah, well, yes.
But I'm not going there.
Right. Not it's too early. But, it's breakfast.
You know, I
just FYI, if you wanted to buy a brand new one, a marble toilet with a seat like that, it would cost you $27,000.
Well,
so I'm offering a bargain.
I'm not one for buying anything from somebody's suite, especially where they slept in. You know, that's why I don't even really like to sleep in a hotel because, well, you know, what goes through my mind? How many thousands of people have been in that bed?
Right. No, you can't go there.
Yeah.
Cannot go there. Well, but here's the other thing. So even his piano, and it was a Baby Grand piano. Looks like it was a Yamaha.
It was a Yamaha.
Yeah. Yeah, but Greg and I, we talk about this all the time, is that, you know, pianos, people think, oh, well, you know, if this was the piano that he also wrote music at and did things, that's one thing. But this is one that was just there that I'm sure it's, you know, after a full day of performing, that's the last thing you want to do when you go back to your suite is to play the piano. You want to rest and relax.
It's a stage setting is what it is.
Correct. And the piano ended up selling for, what was it, Greg? $7,000.
$7,000, which in the scheme of things for a probably virtually unused piano, I mean, it's...
Right.
For $7,000, what a bargain. I mean, really. You just have to put everything in perspective. You know, we've talked about this in the past, how the markets seem to be leveling out some... And things that used to bring $15,000 to $20,000, you know, pianos that belonged to people or even higher, now they're depending on who the celebrity is. And then you also have to remember that there have been a number of Sinatra sales over the years since his death. So you just wonder how much more is out there that.
There's more. I'm sure there's all these different angles that'll come up. But you know the big thing here is that even a pair of Ottomans sold for $100. So it wasn't like everything was sky high. Or you know, if there were fans that said, well, okay, Sinatra slept here or may have used this, that to them, you know, there's something there for every budget. That's the interesting thing. And it gives people a story. It is somewhat of a provenance, but, you know, how deep does that provenance go? And I think that is part of what we do as not only for auctioneers, they're capitalizing on Sinatra slept here, but which that's fine. And that's what they do for marketing. But when it comes to appraisal and trying to understand value, that's where we as appraisers have to look at this and say, okay, wait, well, that was 6 degrees of separation as far as ownership. And, you know, he may have been there. I mean, how long was his run there and how often was he there? Okay, you know, yeah, he probably used some of those things, but it's not like he picked them out. Steve Wynn picked them out and it was something that was there. So there's that angle to it. And as an appraiser, when you're looking at it for appraisal purposes, that's where, okay, that's why this is where this is. It's not something that came out of his house or that he sought out or he was a collector. He was also, and with Frank Sinatra, I have a history with his memorabilia. When I was at Christie's and prior to his death, went to his Palm Springs home and was appraising a lot of stuff that Christie's did an auction, and that was back in the 97, I think. It was right before he died, and they were just selling a bunch of stuff that because they were going to be selling the Palm Springs home. And one thing that a lot of people may or may not know, I didn't realize this at the time, till I walked into one of his bungalows that was a train room. He had an enormous Lionel train collection. And we appraised that, and they didn't end up selling the trains. They sold it with the house because whoever purchased the house, they were interested in that train room. And fully functional, everything was working. But it was primarily more contemporary Lionel. And at that time in the 90s, the Lionel trains were not bringing that much. Not that they're bringing a tremendous amount more now, but they are more sought after. There are train collectors that are out there. And especially if it had the, you know, I would imagine the Frank Sinatra provenance, because these he played with and he was there with the grandkids. And I heard all kinds of great stories about what he did there. But the interesting thing with the JFK house was, the Sinatra house is that JFK actually stayed there in Palm Springs, and he had a little bungalow as well. So there's things there that could have been JFK slept here, could have been sold.
But, unlike George Washington, JFK slept a lot of places.
Right. Well,
yeah, and certain places right where he probably shouldn't have. Right. So that's a whole other bottle of wine.
And that's the whole background there is that, and my point, and even with this sale, is that there were still a lot of fans that showed up to bid on these items. And Sinatra, I think, passed in 1998. So even, you know, all these many years after his death, he's one of those legends that is out there that people do follow and are interested in.
If I was going to collect anything from Frank Sinatra, I would love to get a hold of the uniform he wore in From Here to Eternity. I think that that has a lot of provenance, and I think if you can find that and you have proof that he actually wore it in the movie, that would be worth a lot of money.
Right.
You know, that's an interesting thing. I don't know. Has that ever sold, Tim? Has that ever come up for auction? I don't think I've ever seen it.
It may have. I mean, we'd have to. Well, you know what, Marshall? We'll do some research. We'll let you know next week.
Yeah, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Is because that would be to me that would be kind of cool thing to have to show people. I mean, he wore this in From Here to Eternity. What's that?
Definitely.
That's only the movie that launched his career.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing would be, I think, didn't he win? He may have won an Oscar too, because I think he had an Oscar and he also had Grammys.
Yeah.
You know, so those as well. But I will be in Palm Springs next week, so we'll let you know.
All right.
Speaking of Palm Springs.
All right. Well, have fun in Palm Springs, and Silver Chef, don't burn yourself in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too late. Already happens all the time.
I know. Wear an apron.
And once again, what's here that web address again?
TheSilverChef.net.
And, of course, for their real business, TUAG.com. All right, guys. All right. I'll speak to you next week.
Hey, sounds good. Have a good week, Marshall.
Take care.
Take care, buddy.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This here on Robin Hood Radio.